Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
We're so glad to be back with you again on a beautiful Tuesday. We are rounding out our series on strategic partnerships and our strategic partners that we currently support and pray for and spend time just sort of walking alongside and in ministry and in life. And so we wanted to include someone who we have known for quite some time, our friend named Floor. Her introduction to us was in Honduras, trying to think, maybe almost 18 years ago, 16 years
ago.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been definitely a long time. We met through an organization that Danielle and I are a part of in Dallas, Texas. We were building a water well system and clean water point.
It was before Connect Global existed.
Yeah, before Connect Global even existed. We were working for a church and ended up working with a small nonprofit there in Dallas. And we were invited to come and be a part of a water, clean water project. And it was in a little town called La Esperanza, Honduras. And it was actually for, it was water access for a women's maternity home. So it was basically, it was a very small rural area, but it was kind of the basic, most basic maternity ward there. And so they did not have clean water or running water, I think, in that access point.
Yeah.
And so this was the first time they were going to have that. So we got to go and see when the drilling was finished.
And can you imagine a hospital here not having water?
I mean, I can't imagine most places here without water, yeah. And yet
can't imagine my house without water, yeah, much less a clinic.
Yeah, there's a huge disparity, especially in parts around the world where clean water is just a, you know, not available. So yeah. That was awesome that we got to be a part of that. But Danielle, I'll let you introduce kind of the moment or the times in which we got to meet our friend Floor, and then some of the things that have kind of transpired since then.
Yeah, so like Javier was saying, we were working at a church in Dallas on staff, and that church was partnering with a small nonprofit at the time that was doing kind of similar work to what Connect Global does now, and that was the clean water initiative that they were doing. And so we cleared our schedules and made time to be there. And one of the benefits of that trip not only was actually leaving something sustainable and renewable behind, like clean water, which is something we absolutely love, and it's a big part of why Connect Global exists today, but we also got to meet someone amazing. And usually with trips like that, that's how that works. Now over the years, because we have served in so many places and we've been able to meet so many people, that's been one of our kind of most exciting things that we always look forward to, is who will we meet and what connections will come from it. And I just mean that relationally. We love to get to know people, and it's such an honor to be able to serve in that capacity. And one of those people, like Javier was saying, was Floor. And so she was actually a young girl at the time. Her mother was serving that local nonprofit, doing different things like cooking meals for teams that were coming in, working in whatever capacity she was needed for that ministry, did all kinds of things. And so Flora was always present because her mother was there working. And so we got to meet her, we got to see the little home that she lived in and where her siblings had been born, and get to hear more of her personal story. And it was at that time that she had shared that one day she wanted to do work like we were doing. She wanted to travel to other countries and share hope with people and be able to meet physical and spiritual needs. And that was really kind of exciting for us. From this context in America, it's common. It's not that out of the blue to hear someone say that they have an interest in going to another country and serving in any capacity that's needed and helping other people. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, that everybody does that, but it's not that uncommon to hear. But to be in a rural you know, mountain village, and for someone to have, you know, very limited resources compared to what we have here in America, and even limited opportunity to know that she had that big dream and that big vision, was just super exciting for us. And so over the years, we just kept our friendship alive. We have connected in many ways, and she then one day officially became a missionary of Connect Global. And she is living in Africa, serving women and children, giving them counseling through traumatic situations that they've been through, hardships that they've endured. And that's all due to her getting educated, her getting those counseling licenses, her bringing her empathy to those situations, because she has lived through her own level of hardship. And so it's just been such a great joy to see the arc of her journey and to get to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see, because of course all along the way, whether it be education, you know, Christian type education, or counseling, certifications, things that she's, you know, sought and then actually gone through and then actually achieved. So seeing each new level that she's kind of gotten to, even within those, the training modules and training years, she was able to travel and to different other countries, South America and things like that. She also got a chance to come and visit and spend time with some churches here in the United States, and serve under them and train with them as well. And so it's just really nice to see that so many people, you know, Connect Global is by no means, you know, any, like, just doing it by ourselves by any means. She's done a fantastic job of raising support, raising up leadership around her, people that want to invest in her, people that want to do, you know, kind of help her do what she's doing. And so that's been an amazing kind of thing to see come together as well. And so when Connect Global has decided to say, okay, we want to start investing as well, not just financial resources, but investing our time, investing our efforts, investing, you know, our energy and space like that, it doesn't have anything to do with quote unquote a productivity, or like, can you get a certain thing done, or can you get, you know, certain milestones hit. We certainly are organized and we certainly do look for that, but like Danielle said, it's all about relationship. It's all about building, you know, for the future. It's about connecting. It's about making sure that we all understand that this greater big mission that we're on does continue to get completed. And sometimes that's through water wells, sometimes that's through concrete floors, sometimes that's through building or helping invest in schools, but, you know, through education. And so there's so many different ways in which Connect Global has connected with Floor specifically, but with so many people throughout the world, where we, like I said, mostly just want to invest in what it is that God has called them to do. It aligns with the Great Commission, which is what we, you know, are continuing to fulfill and continuing to, you know, make our efforts go towards. And so it's just an amazing friendship, I think, that has come out of this. Just texting with her last night, I guess it's quite a bit different time frame where she's at, almost 20 hours difference, I think, but being able to connect in between those different working days, hours, to be able to hear her heart, hear what she's going through, hear what she's, you know, as a single woman, traveling the world, going to visa meetings and going to the embassies and ministering and helping the different places that she's helped. It's an amazing feat to watch and to see how she's developed. And so Connect Global is very proud to partner with her and to see her as one of our strategic partners.
Yeah, and I'll just like to piggyback on that. You know, Connect Global is only as good as the people we're surrounded by, and we're surrounded by amazing people. Connect Global is what it is today because we have amazing partners who are committed, who believe in this work, and make partnerships like this with Floor and with Pastor Nahoon and Adania and the POSAs, Pastor Alan, Lorena, possible. And so it's amazing when we use words like partnership and things like that, there is absolutely financial components to that. But then, like Javier was saying, it's so much deeper than that to be able to just walk through this journey of life together and to encourage one another and to acknowledge the work that each other are doing. Sometimes that work is linked up together and we're linking arms, and other times we're just cheering each other on. But it really is amazing to have people from all over the United States and then people all around the world who share this one thing in common, which is Connect Global. And we're just so grateful that it exists, and we're grateful for all of you that have made it what it is today.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And like I said before on some of these other episodes, this month we will be making possible for you to give towards each of these strategic partners. So be on the lookout for that. That will go and coincide with Giving Tuesday at the end of November. So you've got a little bit of a head start on that, but we wanted to make sure and give you some of the stories, some of the ideas. We'll be sharing some more across social media about each of these partners and what their projects are and what they're up to, because we want you to be invested in them, invest in them financially, invest your time and effort in understanding what it is that their mission is. And then also just being able to see them as peers and friends. Many of you listening to this podcast have actually met them in person.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're introducing you to them for the first time. But if you are hearing for the first time and you want to learn more about what it is that we do here at Connect Global, please reach out to us. You can go to our website at connectglobal.org. You can also find a way to quickly email us or send us a message in the show description of this podcast. But we want to connect with you, so just let us know if there's any way that we can serve you or answer any questions. Please bookmark or find a way in which to connect with this podcast weekly. We greatly appreciate that as well. And as for now, we really appreciate everything that you do, because we couldn't do what we do without you. And we are looking forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless.